May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another motivational episode of the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, we do hope that you are safe and that your family is safe. Keep in mind and remember to make dua not only for yourself, not only for your family and your community, but also for the ummah at large. Remember to make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to grant relief to the ummah from whatever they are suffering from, whatever difficulty and trials that the ummah is going through. Make dua for shifa, for cure to those who are sick and suffering, for those who are drowning in debts, for those who have wrongful court cases against them, those who are suffering from medical, spiritual problems, emotional problems, and make dua for protection against the oppressors. Well, today as well, mashallah, we have some calls that will be played. So stay tuned and listen attentively. Perhaps you may be going through some of these problems that we will address this evening. Or you may know somebody. So it's good to have a diary or a notebook and jot down the important Madani pearls and the litanies, the wada'if, the awrad, invocations as well. And you can use that as a reference book. As it is mentioned, ink is the best memory. And Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, capture knowledge by writing it down. Let's make some good intentions as per the beautiful hadith. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Afdal amali an-niyatus sadiqa. That a truthful intention is the best action. Make good intentions that, oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice, or at least I will try to share with other Muslims as well. Insha'Allahu azza wa jal. The one who recites Salat ala Nabi 50 times, the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Who doesn't want that grand opportunity? So every day of your life, include this in your daily routine, to recite the Quran, to recite Durood-e Paak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, being punctual with Salahs, fulfilling each other's rights, doing your best to abstain from sinning, practicing the Sunnah, and obeying Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will now request our Honorable Director Saab and team to please go ahead and play the first call for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
So my name is Hisham Ali Khamis from Tanzania, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, for the beautiful day. The question of today, inshallah, I'd like to ask about dua. What are the etiquettes of making dua? Jazakumullahu khair.
Ameen wa iyaakum. The etiquettes of making dua. This is one thing we should never stop. Supplicating in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuously making du'as, especially after our daily salahs, because du'a is a communication between the slave, us, and we are communicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I have these difficulties, I have these problems, please help me, please remove my problems. So we are talking to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are begging, we are placing our begging bowls in front of Him. Dua is the weapon of a believer. It is the essence of ibadah, of worship. And Don't stop to us. We come across some people that, you know, they reach a point where they feel and they say that, you know, I'm making so much of dua. I'm asking other people, ulama, pious people to make dua. But I don't see the effects of it. The dua has its effect. Now, before I get to the adab and the etiquettes that the ulama-i-kiram, the honorable scholars of Islam, advise us to do when making dua, number one, one must ensure that your income is strictly from halal sources, because this can have an adverse and negative effect on your dua. Because if a person is earning from haram sources, whatever it may be, from drugs, selling drugs, gambling, riba, interest, usury, etc., and they're taking the same money, they're nourishing themselves, they're buying food and nourishing their bodies with the same money. The same money they're buying clothes with, they're living in the same house or dwelling. So this will have a negative effect. That how can the person's dua be accepted when everything is because of the haram? So that's a very important point we must keep in mind. Because only halal sustenance, halal income has blessings, has barakat. And when you're making dua, make it from the bottom of your heart. Not half-heartedly. That, you know, let's see. As our teachers used to tell us, that especially our Ustaz Sahib, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, he used to say that, trust Allah, don't test Allah. So don't say like, let's try it out. And okay, I'll make dua. I've been making dua. Let me try, okay. No, you must have yaqeen, conviction. You must be firm and resolute that if you are asking for something permissible, my Allah, the all-knowing, my creator, my sustainer, through His mercy will accept my dua. And this is about having a positive mindset. This is important as well. And the dua, if your income, your sustenance is halal, you're doing your best to fulfill your obligatory duties, fulfill rights of people, you're doing your best to stay away from sins, practice sunnah, perform your salah, etc. And then you're making dua for something permissible. Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would be accepted. Now, it would be accepted in several ways. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, His will grant you exactly what you ask for. Or He could give you something similar or something better. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you what you desire and ask for, but will remove and divert some calamity that's heading towards you that we don't know about. I don't know about it. You don't know about it. There could be some accident around the corner. There could be some criminal activity. So we don't know about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could divert some musibah, some difficulty heading towards us. Or Allah jalla jalaluhu, out of His infinite mercy and wisdom, will not grant that dua in this world and will reserve it for that person, for you, on the day of judgment. Because many of us are impatient. This instant gratification, I want it and I want it now. So this is against patience. And it will keep a person stressed out. So in making dua, raise your hands. It is mentioned that either raise your hands towards your chest, your face, or stretch it out towards the skies. Ask. Beg. First, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call out His wonderful sifat, His wonderful qualities and names. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Ghaffaru Ya Allah, Ya Sattaru Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullah ta'ala, he says, recite Ya Rabbana 5 times. So praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Salat ala Nabi Durud-i Pak. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, he says that du'as remain suspended between the heavens, the skies and the earth. Nothing goes above until you send durud upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send durud sharif. In the beginning, after you praise Allah jalla jalaluhu, in the middle and also in the end. This is best. Or at least one durud-e pak must be included in your du'a. Now you admit your sins and make tawbah for each one. Then, from the bottom of your heart, with full focus, concentration, attention and sincerity, ask, beg, because we are the slaves of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He owns us. He owns our bodies. He owns our everything. Whatever belongs to us actually belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for goodness in the dunya, in the world. Ask for safety and comfort in the grave. Ask for goodness and salvation in the hereafter. By doing this, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal, you will see great and positive things happening. Have a positive mind. If you think good, you will talk good, you will say good, you will do good. And good things will happen, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't stop making dua. Continue making dua for yourself, for your family, for your community and the ummah as well. Okay, so please go ahead and play the next call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum Mawlana Sahib. My question is, what can be done to remove suicidal thought? Jazakullah.
Ameen wa iyaakum. Allahu Akbar. Suicidal thoughts. If you have a cursory glance at the stats that are out there, how many people commit suicide? It's frightening. And how many Muslims are contemplating it, or maybe have tried to do it, to end their lives? The person is absolutely emotionally unstable. So one of the things that needs to be done is, you see, a person needs a good support structure around them. This is what the family is for. One of the reasons. Family is your support base, your support structure, even your extended family. And if you see that the person is depressed or is in acute depression, continue injecting positivity into their mind and heart. Continue to give hope, because لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So give positivity. Give hope on one side. And if you come to know that the person has suicidal tendencies or suicidal thoughts, then try to make their mind to read one book, a booklet actually. This is a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami. You can order the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina or download it for free from dawudislami.net. So make their mind to read it, or at least you read it to them. Or even at least mention to them the narrations that are in there. For example, well, number one is forbidden. It is prohibited for a Muslim to take their life. And there's major pain and punishment for this. That the person, the manner in which they ended their life, they will continue to torment themselves till the day of judgment, and on the day of judgment as well in the hellfire. Is it really something that will remove your problems? Here, no matter what difficulties you have, you can still, you know, talk to somebody. Maybe your parent, your grandparent, somebody that you confide in, maybe your sibling, elder sibling, a friend, a confidant, a counselor, in the imam of the masjid. So this, you can do those things, but if a person ends their life, then it's over. They will suffer alone in the grave and on the day of judgment. Continuous suffering, pain and punishment. It will not resolve nothing. It will just increase the person's problems. Where now, once they ended their life, nobody can help them at all now. So in this way, with wisdom, the friends or family of the person needs to make their mind that it's just not worth it. One of the first things that need to be done, besides that you keep giving positivity and hope, is to help them identify what are the root causes of the problem. It could be spiritual. So get an istikhara checking done. Dawood Islami Spiritual Cures Department has branches throughout the world, even online as well. We have an app called Ruhani Ilaj and Istikhara Online. You can download that for free from App Store or Play Store. There's a facility there where you put in your details and request for an istikhara checking. You can also request for the ilaj treatments as well. And that will determine whether there is a spiritual problem. If there is, what kind of a spiritual problem? And then you request for the ilaj treatments and you start with the treatments. Or you give it to the person. Do that favor to them. So determine what are the root causes of the problem. There could be several issues. A person is drowning in debts, so there's financial problems. There are things to be recited for that. It could be that the person, a close one, a family member, a parent, a spouse, a child, a sibling, that they were very close to. So then depression, mental instability. So we need to target the root cause of the problem. There could be that the person, their spouse, left them. So there's a number of reasons, possible reasons that could be the main issues and the root causes of the problem that is leading towards these kind of tendencies. Identify it or help the person to identify it and get some ilaj treatments from our spiritual cures department. It will help, inshallah. Continue encouraging the person to perform their daily salahs and make dua. I'm going to share with you. For a person who is just wants to give up hope and feels that, you know, I'm just surrounded by negativity or negative people, and that's also a way of removing negativity is to not be in that kind of crowd. To disassociate yourself from negative people or people who are not Islamically inclined. But if you feel like you've reached the end of the rope, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue turning to Him. He is the solver of problems. He is the creator of opportunities. He is the opener of doors. And subhanallah azza wa jal, put your firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue your salahs and dua. Practice the sunnah. Stay away from sins. You'll see inshallah azza wa jal. You'll see good things happening. Cut the losses in your life. Whether it's things that you do, addictions, bad habits, or people that are putting you down. With all of those things, every day, recite the following. 60 times, Durood Sharif once before and after, then blow into some water and drink this. Inshallah, whatever miseries that you have, will die off. Recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. 60 times, with Durood-e Paak once before and after, blow into some water and drink this water. Do it daily. I want to share one more. Very simple and easy wazifa. This is a Quranic wazifa. Imam Sha'arani Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he quotes the saying of Ghawth-e Azam, the king of Awliya Allah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, that he mentioned in Tabaqatul Kubra, that in the beginning I was made to suffer great hardships. And when the hardships reached a climax, I leaned meekly on the ground and recited two verses of the Holy Quran. By virtue of these holy verses, my hardships had been removed. So those who are suffering from whatever type of hardship, imitate this conduct of our master Ghawth-e Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And at that time when you feel I cannot bear it, I want to give up, hug the ground. Obviously it's going to be some place that is clean, not dirty or impure. Go to the ground, flat onto the ground, hug the ground and recite, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. You will find this in Suratul Inshirah, Surah Alam Nashrah. These two verses. It means, then indeed, with hardship is ease. Indeed, with hardship is ease. Because after difficulties come ease. Every uphill has a downhill. Maybe you are in the uphill in your life, but if you persevere patiently, you continue with your salahs, you continue making dua, you continue fulfilling rights of others, practicing the sunnah, doing your best to be the best Muslim, you will see the uphill. Don't lose hope. Please play the next call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is there any benefits in making dua for another Muslim? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyaakum. Absolutely. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful environment of Dawud Islami, for those especially who are punctual with the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtimas, and I will extend this invitation to you as well. Attend the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawud Islami, because dua is also made there collectively for everybody, for all the Muslims that are going through whatever type of problem. And Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, our founder of Dawud Islami, Akamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great scholar of Islam, when he's making dua after some program or Madani Mudhakara, then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he makes dua for the Ummah, for the Muslims. There's a great benefit in making dua for another Muslim without them knowing that you're making dua for them. If you come to know, for example, that hey, that brother, that Muslim, he's going through a lot of hardship, he's got the sickness. You came to know that a certain Muslim is going through some difficulty, some problems. So you, in your own time, where only you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but you pick up your hands. And after you follow the etiquettes of the dua, oh Allah, that brother who's going through this problem, financial problem, problem with debts, loans on his head, a wrongful court case, who's getting sick often, Ya Allah, grant him shifa, Ya Allah. Remove his financial distress, the problems and difficulties he's facing. Guess what happens? That you are making dua for another Muslim without them knowing about it, and you're doing it from the bottom of your heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pure angel is going to say Ameen to your dua. Not just that, but that angel is going to make the same dua for you. So take for example, oh Allah, he's going through this problem, this financial problem in his life, remove his financial problems. Grant him financial independence and halal rizq, ya Allah. So the angel that's appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, Ameen. And we'll make dua. And may Allah azawajal grant you rizq halal. Imagine an angel making dua for you. Allahu Akbar. So make dua for yourself and for other Muslims without them knowing about it. And think about this narration that the angel is saying Ameen and making the same dua in my favor as well. Subhanallah. Please play the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, could you please explain the method of Salatul Hajat? Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen wa iyyakum. MashaAllah azawajal. Salatul Hajat is a wonderful nafil salah, an optional voluntary salah. This too needs to be performed when it's not a makruh time, or when it's not a time when it's not allowed to perform nafil salahs, like after Fajr salah, after Asr salah, and those three makruh times at sunrise and 20 minutes after sunset, 20 minutes before midday, what people call Zawal, Dahwa-i Kubra, Istiwa, when the sun is at the highest point. So besides these times, a person can perform this Nafil Salah, very beautiful optional Salah. Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions, whenever the Noah of the Unseen, the Immaculate Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was faced with any challenging issue, he would perform Salah. For this Salah of Salatul Hajat, you can either perform 2 rakat or 4 rakat. Try to perform 4 rakat. It's mentioned in a blessed hadith that in the first rakat after Suratul Fatiha, recite Ayatul Kursi 3 times. By the way, hajat means some needs that you have, some necessities. So you have some need, some necessity that you need fulfilled, then you can perform the salah or anything challenging in your life. So in the first rakat after Suratul Fatiha, recite Ayatul Kursi 3 times. In the remaining 3 rakat, recite after Suratul Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, once in each rakat. And then you make dua. The pious people, they have mentioned, we would offer this salah and our needs used to be fulfilled. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has a need for anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from any person should perform wudu perfectly. Perform 2 rakats of salah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then recite the following dua. Now listen carefully. I'm going to share the reference with you so that you can also obtain it and perform this and read this. La ilaha illallahul halimul kareem, subhanallahi rabbil arshil azim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, as'aluka mujibati rahmatik, wa azaima maghfiratik, wal ghanimata min kulli bir, was salamata min kulli ithm, la tada'li zamban illa ghafartah, wala hamman illa farrajtah, wala hajatan hiya laka ridwan illa qadaytaha ya arhamar rahimin. This dua and this method that I have explained to you regarding Salatul Hajat, you can find in one of our very popular books that every Muslim home must have a copy of, or at least on your phones. It's called Madani Panj Surah. And this you can get find on page 285. Page 285, Madani Panj Surah, also called Madani Treasure of Blessings. You can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, or you can download the PDF for free from dawatislami.net. So alhamdulillah azawajal, we have covered certain very important aspects today. I hope it has benefited you. I hope that you have jotted down some important points as well, and then you can refer to it in the future if need be. And contact, get in touch with our Ruhani Ilaj, Spiritual Cures branches and offices if you need ta'weedat, amulets, advices, wada'if, awrad, these kind of things. Because Dawud Islami is there for the benefit and to empower the ummah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.